You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. It's been a while, but wonderful to be speaking to the Savage, Mr. Alan Babbage. It's been
Thank you, Savage. Like I said, when Coogan Cassis comes in, it means the wait is over, you know. So I'm getting closer to my comeback. You know? Can't wait to be back. I miss all of you guys and all my Savage Army, of course.
So let's just talk about, obviously, you've been out injured for the past few months. So just explain to people that don't know what happened and, yeah, what was the process in, obviously, getting yourself better.
Well, listen, I was it happened in my last fight, you know, with Tom Little, and I just went full on. Like I said, most of the time, all the time I say I'm going to leave everything in the ring, you know, and I mean that. So I just went on. I threw, I think, around 300 punches, 300-something punches in three rounds, and my right shoulder kind of snapped in the first round, you know, and I went back to the corner, and I said to my coach, you know, my shoulder's fucked, and it's gone. He was just, he's done. And then I went second round, I went even harder. And I could feel it, you know, it was rumbling and something inside. And a second round finished, and I said to my coach, you know, I can't go much longer. Everything started to hurt. I broke both my knuckles and my shoulder. I just wasn't, doing base strength and conditioning and stuff, nothing. So my body wasn't really prepared for that kind of output. And then I went into the third round and I said, you know, it's all or nothing. I couldn't continue like that for 9 rounds, you know. And then after the fight, I said to myself, nothing is hurt. Everything is good. You know, Savage said to me, everything is good. So I keep on training with the broken shoulder. And then right somewhere around 2 months after the fight, I went to check it. And they said it's a pretty big deal, you know. And I was shocked because I was doing deadlift, I was doing bag work, pad work, sparring, everything. So it was a kind of a shock to me. So, but the operation, well, the surgery went really, really good, better than everybody expected. So I'm already at 80% back right now.
Are you back sparring, Alan?
Well, yeah, with my left hand, you know, but with not with the big guys, you know. I do some lighter sparring only with my left hand because I can't get punched in the shoulder yet.
Now, I'm assuming, obviously, the plan was for you to feature on, I mean, Dillian White's card has been moved a couple of times now. It was meant to have been last weekend, but now it's on the 27th in Gibraltar, but we know you're not going to be ready for the 27th. But after that, when are you kind of penciling in a date for your return?
Yeah, and I'm so gutted for that, you know, because it's such a big card. You know? I tell it to Dillian all the time, Rumble on the Rock. God, that's me, you know. God, I would love to be there. I would go in there with my shoulder fucked. I would go tomorrow if they asked, you know. But we got to lay a heel, so I don't know. They said just get back, you know, just get well soon, and let's go from where we stopped, you know. So I hope I'm gonna let them know I'm gonna be ready in like maybe 4 to 5 weeks, and then whatever, you know, we can do it the day after. You know? I just need a clearance from the doctor to say your shoulder is ready. I need to do few real sparring sessions, and that's it. I'm ready, bro. I'm back. I want to do at least 4 fights, at least 3 fights. I would like 4, but I want to do at least 3 fights. It's the same like last year, you know. Nobody fought because of the corona, and then I did four fights in like 5 months. So I think it's going to be the same this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a shame for you because you were building up good momentum with the wins. The opponents were stepping up all the way through 2020, and now this gap doesn't really help you, does it, at all?
Well, yeah, when you say it, it sounds universal, you know.
Sorry.
I keep talking to myself, it's good, but yeah, I know, it's fucked, you know, it's terrible. And I didn't want to go to surgery, you know. I trained for 2 months, I knew something was broken. I knew it the day after the fight. But I was just like, I'm not going to go nowhere. I'm going to keep training and it's going to go away. but that's not the way it goes, you know, because it's my fault, because if I went right away after the fight, I would be healed by now. So it's really my fault, you know, and we learn on our mistakes.
Alan, what kind of opponent can we expect to see you in with next? Because seeing your progression in 2020, we know, you know, Dillian and Eddie kind of wanted to see, by pushing you further along the line, the opponents were getting better. Obviously, your last fight with Tom Little, to see where you are in your career. But what sort of opponents can we expect to see in 2021 for Alan Babbage?
Well, I hope I'm going to get at least one big fight. You know, I want to be the underdog. You know, I'm not good in this role of being the favorite. You know, it's so strange to me. And I really want to be the underdog, but I am moving kind of fast. I have six fights. I have only 12 rounds, six knockouts. So nobody wants to step up. You know, we talked to Nick Webb a couple of times. He didn't want to fight. We talked to a lot of guys. You know, right now, I would like perfect fight for me. My comeback fight would be Lucas Brown. There were some talks about it. If that could be made, it would be perfect for me. I'm going to be honored to fight him. You know, and I want guys like that. I want a real challenge. You know, I say it to everybody. Tom Little is he's a great guy. He, domestic level fight, everything's good. But he wasn't a challenge, you saw it. It was a beatdown. You know, it was a total mismatch. Like in my previous fight bouts, so nobody really knows where I am. I don't even know, you know, because I just finished my guys in like two rounds. You know, it's not even a fight. I want somebody who can punch back. I've done that building up. Don't you agree, you know? I've been built up. I've proven myself. So I really want to test you now. You know, I really want to make it good for the fans. You know, I want to do the fights people talk about. That's my goal for this year.
You mentioned
I want to go with the bang. You know, I come in slow, but I want to be three top notch fights. You know, I just want to go in there. I want them to punch me. I want them to knock me down. I gotta get up. I gotta win. You know, that's the kind of stuff I like. You know, I don't like these easy fights. You know, I just beating the guy, you know.
Are you saying you want your next opponent to knock you down in the fight? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I want him to want to knock me out. You know, I want to see that fire in them, you know. I want to make something beautiful. I want to come back for something, you know, not just me beating them. I like the game of boxing, you know. I don't like the game of mismatch. For now, it's all been mismatches, you know. So I really want a tough fight. I really want a tough fight. I want to show the world how tough I am, you know. I can't show that to Neil Kennedy and those guys. I need better, you know.
So, Alan, obviously, Dillian White's scheduled fight with Alexander Povetkin, the rematch, will take place in Gibraltar. It's been pushed back, I mean, several times. We know that, but we are all hopeful that fight finally happens on March the 27th. How convinced are you that Dillian White will set the record straight and get his revenge on Povetkin?
Well, I am as convinced as I was the first time. I fucked up. But I really believe in my brother. You know, he's been training even harder, and he's been training all the way through, you know. So he just... He's just one big muscle now, you know. There's nothing he did wrong. He did everything perfect. But again, Povetkin is an Olympic champion. You know, we all know who Povetkin is. So, and those are very small gloves. I keep saying to people, one punch can change it, like he did. You know, one punch can change it. But I'm almost certain of Dillian's victory. Like the first time I said, it's nothing different now, you know.
Just coming back to yourself there, you mentioned Lucas Brown there, who's obviously, he's been linked with your friend Fabio Wardley quite a lot over the last few months as well. And I believe Lucas Brown is in action very soon as well. But that is the type of opponent for you that you would relish the chance to get in the ring with.
Well, yeah, he'd be linked to Wardley and Molina. I supposed to fight Molina on this card, you know. Eric Molina. So they give Molina to Wardley. So I thought I'm gonna snatch Lucas Brown, you know. So I don't know how the games works. You know, Dillian just called me and just tells me the name and that's it. So I really hope they're gonna make a big fight. You know, I'm so ready for the big fights. You know, and listen, you saw how the way I fight. I'm not gonna last for 20 years. You know, I want big fights now. I'm in top of the shape. I'm in top form. There's not gonna be much better. I am gonna be better. I'm gonna be wiser and everything. But strength wise, I'm right now. I'm in my zenith. You know, I mean, I'm at my peak, and I want them all. I want them all. I want them right now. I want to make 4 fights in 4 weeks, stuff like that, you know, something different. And that's what I like. And then I can go to surgery again. I don't care about that. You know, they said, you're going to box like different. I'm not. I'm going to throw double the punches. I'm going to double every punch. You know? That's my mentality.
Are you currently in Croatia?
Yes, yes.
So the next few weeks while you're kind of still recovering from that injury, you're going to stay in Croatia?
Yeah, I'm in Croatia. This is my home, you know, and I feel the best here. And the healing is amazing. I do 3 sessions a day, you know. I have massages, I have, therapeutic work, I don't know, physios and stuff, you know. And, you know, I have a lot of those every day. So I'm just 100% on going back. You know, I do everything for boxing. You know, I'm not lazy. I mean, I'm in top shape of my life, you know, and I can't even train my upper body. So I'm just waiting for that click to happen after 3 months. That's another five weeks, I think, four to five weeks. And then I'm going to go full on again. You know, I'm going to be hungry very soon.
Let me ask your opinion on a potential fight that could take place between Filip Hrgović and Michael Hunter. What do you think of that fight?
Well, I think it's very good fight. You know, I think it's one of the biggest fight in Croatian history. You know, don't get me wrong. I hate Hrgović, but I really think that's a good fight, and I was happy for him. You know, to get that fight. But then he did some press conference in Croatia, and I just think he's so stupid. I can't even listen to him. You know, he's been going on against my teammate again. You know, he's the kind of guy who puts you down. You know, in the ground. You should be the idol of these guys. You know, you should be someone they look up to. And nobody likes to look up. He just shits on everybody. So Savage is here to make it fair, you know, to make it a fair fight. So I'm gonna go on him all my life, you know, because he done so much wrong things to these poor guys, you know. But I think the fight, it's a very good fight. I think it's a very good matchup. And I would give Hrgović the edge. Because I know boxing, you know. I think Michael Hunter is better mentally. I think he's mentally better because Hrgović is mentally weak, in my opinion. So I think that is his main chance, you know. If Hrgović can't take him out in like 6 rounds, it's going to be a tough fight for Hrgović, you know. Because Hunter, I heard he's a vegan. Is that true?
I'm not sure.
He's like a plant-based athlete. Yeah, I think I read it somewhere. So I think He is something new, you know, he's something different. And I think he has the skills, of course, and the will and the power and everything to stop Hrgović. But, you know, it's a 50-50 fight, but I'd give the edge to my fucking countrymen, you know.
Okay, but, I mean, if everything goes well with you, we could hopefully see you out in the summer. Is that realistic?
Yeah, of course. May or something like that, you know. Like I said, listen, they said for this, that kind of injuries, just the recovery goes slow, and then after 1 point, it just goes up, you know, like 100%. So I'm just waiting for that day. And it's been very good, very good. I'm already ahead, like 20 days. They said nobody can move his arm in the time I'm in, you know, and I can do everything already. I can fight. So I'm just waiting for that click.
Okay. Just before I let you go, Alan, it's a bit of a random one, but what is your opinion on Jake Paul?
Yeah, I don't like Jake Paul, brother. I don't think not a single true boxing guy likes Jake Paul. I think he's bad for the sport, you know. But listen, I think I know you like him, you know. But I think they should make something other than boxing for them, you know. Like call it something different, you know. Don't call it. a sport that Muhammad Ali was in. You know, don't go into the same ring. You know, I think it's disrespectful. You know, but I think that has a future. You know, of course, it has a lot of views and stuff. You know, those kids from YouTube watch it all the time and stuff. So just call it something else. You know, just call it breaksing. I don't know, bokosoxing. Not boxing, just don't call it boxing. You know, I don't like it. I like the call it boxing. He's like a boxer and stuff. Hey, you're not, bro. Just don't, like I said, you don't know what it takes to be a boxer, you know. It takes a lot more than what he's doing.
Alan, so, you believe that Jake Paul being involved in boxing does more harm than good?
Well, like I said, I think he is... I think he's getting the wrong picture, you know, because I got the picture from Joe Frazier, and nowadays kids, they're gonna get the picture from Jake Paul. So it's not the same, you know. It's not the same. They're gonna go into boxing because of a YouTube star, you know. I just don't see it going well. Somebody's gonna die in the ring, you know. They're gonna think boxing is easy, but you can go from YouTube to boxing. You can't, you know. You can't. There's levels, there are steps. You know, he's an exception. I'm sure he's a great athlete, you know. I'm sure he's naturally gifted and stuff. Everything's good, but don't put these kids into danger. You know, I think it's kind of a dangerous thing to do. You know, he's been talking about boxing like he's a great boxer, and he's not done it. You know, he's not been through all that needs to be done. You know, I don't know if you ask me. I don't know. I think on one hand he's good because obviously the popularity of boxing is rising with him. But on the other hand, I think it's the wrong kind of popularity. You know, I don't think boxing needs it.
I mean, he recently called out a fight with Canelo.
What the fuck?
I mean, but he's also been obviously having a few words with Tyson Fury's brother, Tommy Fury, recently. Just he seems like he knows how to ruffle feathers in boxing.
Well, listen, he has how many millions? So, of how many is 100 million? I don't know. So, well, he can do whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants. You know that better than I do. But calling out Canelo, come on, God, that's so disrespectful. And it just touches my heart. Don't fucking do that. You know what Canelo's been through to be where he is right now. You know, Jake Paul is a man in his stuff, in YouTubing. And I respect him for that. I would never call out Jake Paul in YouTube. I have like 30,000. He has 30 millions. So I'm respectful on that part. So he should be more respectful of boxing. Don't call out Canelo, bro. What the fuck?
You wouldn't fight him then?
Who, Jake Paul?
Yeah.
I don't see the point, bro. What's the point? I don't want to get into that trash talk kind of stuff, you know. I see his videos, you know, he looks like a kid, you know, like talking bad about Mayweather, about those kind of guys. I don't see the point, right? We are men in this sport, you know. We're not kids. We're not gonna go around talk about Canelo and stuff. I respect Canelo more than I do my sister, so I would never talk bad about him in boxing or what the fuck, right? I would just like it to be more respectful, you know, to have more respect because boxing deserves it. Imagine, listen to this. Imagine if he calls out Dillian White. What's going to happen? Dillian White's going to go there, you know. He's going to, you know, sooner or later, somebody's going to go to his front yard. Say, what the fuck, bro? Who the fuck are you calling out? You know?
That would be quite an interesting situation. I don't think he would. I don't think he would, but it would be an interesting situation to see how Dillian White reacted to that. I think we all know, but yeah.
Yeah, I think we all know. And I would like that, you know, but don't call out. You know, I'm talking too much.
Okay. Alan, have you got anything else you'd like to add before we finish?
I just want to say I'm so happy to be getting back, you know. Now they start doing interviews in my country also. You know, my country is a big on boxing, so they want to hear what I say and stuff. And I just want to thank to every single English fan, you know. They write me every day. They're fucking crazy. The army of savages, you know. And I just love them. I'm just all into it. And I can't wait to get back. But I can't wait. My comeback fight is going to be knocked out in 70 seconds. You know, I don't even know who it's going to be, but I'm going to go all in. I'm going to go guns blazing, brother. I've done something new. How did they say? I've done something new to this fight. I've done some strength and conditioning. My legs are twice the size, brother. My legs are like this fucking big. You know, I've done something new. I'm going to show it. I'm going to show you all.
Well, listen, we'll look forward to your return to boxing. We have kind of, yeah, I mean, it was a few months ago now, your fight with Tom. So
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, of course. We always enjoy it when you're in action, both in and out of the ring. So we'll look forward to your return, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yes, but of course, it's the same. So we are all on the same page. That is really good, and I can't wait to be back. Believe me, I've been training every day just for that. You know, but I've been strengthening my body because my shoulder needs a rest. You know, so I've been just trying to strengthen my whole body. You know, I touch the core. You know, I know now what to do, and I'm gonna be back better. I'm gonna be back much better. You know, that was the old Savage. Now the mature Savage camp. I'm 30 years old. I'm 30 years old, you know, I'm in the new club. So I'm going to be better, brother. You're going to see something different. You're going to see something different again, even better than a little. You know? I want to make even more noise. You know, I want Christopher Lovejoy. I want them all. You know, I want a good fight. I want to be the underdog. You know, I would like them to take me to the underdog world again. You know, and that's where I'm most comfortable at. And I love this.
All right, like I said, we look forward to your return and we'll have another update in due course as well, and you can tell us how everything's going.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you for always being with me from day one. You remember it? Yeah, I was just a kid. We're in the Dillian gym.
In Loughborough, yeah, I remember.
In Loughborough, yeah. You say, talk to him. I was like, who the fuck is this guy? He's the main deal. Oh, Kuber Cassius. I didn't recognize you. Yeah. Thank you, brother, for always being with me, and I'm going to bring Cassius again.
No problem. It's Coogan Cassius with Alan the Savage Babbage for IFL TV. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.